everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Kamen Rider Chronicles. I'm your host, Joe, and for this episode, we're going to be talking about the brand new episode of Kamen Rider Zetsu, Episode 8, Serve. So yeah, no, this episode just came out, and it's a doozy, and it's another two-parter. Majority of this season so far has been two-parters, and I'm digging it. Like, I'm fine with it so far. Yeah, so that being said, I know last week I had said I was going to try and do a kill count for Zetsu. The week got away from me, got pretty busy. Peek behind the curtain. We are stupid close to Halloween, and just everything's busy around the house here. So I do know, though, that next week, I was going to say this to the end, but next week is an off week for Zetsu. So, yeah, get a cliffhanger, and then I have to wait 2 weeks for the answer. So I will have that up by that week. So I'll be able to actually have everything then. That being said, though, it's not going to be a lot. I mean, we're only a couple episodes in, and it's not like there's been a crap ton of kills in going on so far. But maybe by that point, I'll have another gimmick going on that I can do a count for. But yeah, let's go ahead and get into the episode itself, because this one was fun. This one was interesting. I actually have some things that I want to bring up toward the end of it, because I've got questions, my dudes. So let's start her out. So here we go. It wouldn't be an episode of Kamen Rider Zetsu if we didn't see Baku sleeping, and that's exactly how we open up this week's episode. So in this dream, Seven is an assistant to the chefs at the Royal Shirogane restaurant. His task is to skim all the scum off of the top of the soup while the chefs make all the dishes. And I'll say this, that the dishes that they are making look really good. They look so delicious. I mean, I'm not a big fan of seafood, but I mean, I love shrimp, and I'm a fan of crab. That was one of those, and some lobster, just kind of depends. Crab was one of those I tried some years back, and it's not one I get a lot because crab tends to be expensive, but I do like crab meat. Love shrimp. Fish is one that I'm still slowly getting into, but whatever these guys were making in this show, man, my mouth was watering. It looked so good. But anyway, so the head chef, Sano, is plating one of their signature dishes, venison en croûte, and I totally know I did not say that right, but it's basically venison in crust with royal sauce, while Chef Shiomi is preparing the royal sauce for the dish. Satisfied with his work, Shiomi asks Sano to check to make sure it's perfect. But when he does, Sano dismisses it, saying it lacks the royal touch. Shiomi is disappointed. He followed the recipe exactly, and at no point did it say touch sauce with a king or queen's finger. Sano moves to make the sauce himself, and showing Shiomi why he is the head chef. Shiomi tries the sauce and apparently could taste the difference. You could see it in his expression. Sano tells him that the royal sauce is a tradition from their founding 100 years ago. If he doesn't like it, then he can GTFO. Nem walks in with a basket of veggies, and it looks like she is a gardener in this dream, because she is happy to have her veggies to be prepared by a 5-star chef. Like, she comes in, she's just super ecstatic, and I mean, like I've said before, it's always fun to see Nem. She's just a bottle of joy in the show. Seven greets her with a sparkling tea, and then gets yelled at by Sano to get back to work skimming the soup. Suddenly, Shiomi collapses to the floor, grabbing his chest. Seven rushes over to him as Sono looks on. A mine's door opens up in a restaurant-looking area, showing Shiomi on the ground. But this is the second door that opens. We pan over to the first door with a similar-looking scene, a guy laid out on the floor of a kitchen. Nem asks what could have happened to Shiomi, and Seven looks around the kitchen, saying that it looks like a biological weapon, but he doesn't know from where. Nem returns after getting Shiomi to the hospital to find Seven investigating the scene, taking pictures of everything he thinks could have been used to pass along the biological weapon. Nem asks what a biological weapon is, and Seven offers up a simple answer. It's a toxin that affects the body. Nem offers to help Seven out as a thank you for his pledge to find Nem. He accepts and tells her to follow him as he walks into a fridge. She's confused, but follows, and they end up in the command closet, where Seven introduces Nem to Zero. Seven then fills Zero in on what's happening with the poison, but is unable to track it down. Zero encourages him to find the mine's door. Seven assumes that it is Sano, since he is the last one standing. Nem is looking around and spots the gachapon machine and turns one of the knobs, dropping a new capsim down. Just then, Seven gets a call from Fujimi on his phone, which wakes up Baku because Fujimi is calling him in the waking world, or the real world. They regroup in the command closet, and Fujimi and Nasuka inform Baku about the latest victim. This isn't the first person to have taken ill at the Royal Shirogane restaurant. An undisclosed amount of time ago, another coworker also had taken ill. See the first mine's door. The thing is, though, these two individuals, Shiomi and Sato, are part owners of the company with Sano. On the outside, that looks very suspicious, in my opinion anyway. To top it off, the Bureau was informed that Royal Shirogane will be catering a leadership conference between Japan and Eldovia, or the Eldovia Republic, over the weekend. If anything happens or were to happen to the president of Eldovia, then that could spark an international incident. Nasuka reminds Fujimi that no toxins were found in either of the victims, but Fujimi says that it's because of the lack of proof that proves this is a black case. Nasuka is frustrated at how confident he gets when it comes to the potential of a black case. Fujimi says that they will look more into the conference and instructs Baku to continue looking into Sano's dreams. After Fujimi and Nasuka leave, Zero gives Baku a new capsum and Zetsu device, the Zetsu license. Zero tells him that it usually is used to disguise your identity, but its secondary function has a visor that can analyze the composition of any substance. But since the dreamer is currently awake at the moment, Zero gives Baku tickets to a free lunch, telling him that a true gentleman knows when to relax. At the conference, Fujimi is trying to convince Vice Minister Yakura, the Vice Minister of Foreign Affairs, to not have Royal Shirogane cater the event. Vice Minister Yakura tells Fujimi, as well as Director Tado and Nasuka, that the president of Eldovia requested Royal Shirogane personally, and that he doesn't see any reason to change the plans. Fujimi tries to argue, but Director Tado stops him. They are dismissed, and Fujimi storms off. Meanwhile, Baku has invited Minami along with him to Royal Shirogane for his lunch. They are both impressed by the elegance of the restaurant, and Baku was shocked to see a picture of Chef Sano so young. Minami asks him how he knows the chef, and Baku starts in that he helps out here. This gives her pause, since anytime he helps out, someone gets hurt. He quickly tells her that he's not helping people, more helping his pocketbook. She accepts this as a reasonable answer. He then pulls out the Zet's license and starts checking for any airborne toxins, thankfully finding none. As they sit down to eat, Baku analyzes every meal that is placed in front of him. When the main course comes out, the venison in crust with royal sauce, the analysis comes back hazardous. Baku remembers that this is the last thing Shiomi ate before he took ill in the dream. He quickly stops Minami from eating the meal. Baku contacts Fujimi to ask about the menu for the conference. Fujimi confirms that the signature dish is on the menu, and Baku was afraid of that. He tells Fujimi that he has found the nightmare. Fujimi rushes off as Nasuka looks on. Director Todo walks up, and Nasuka asks why Fujimi is so obsessed with black cases. Director Todo is surprised that he hasn't told her yet, but it turns out that Fujimi's subordinate in the Paranormal Affairs Division, before she was assigned to it, just up and quit a year ago, left a resignation letter and everything. Director Todo thinks that Fujimi is convinced that a black case is behind his partner leaving. Back in the dream world, Seven tries to sneak into the Royal Shirogane restaurant, but gets surprised by Nem coming out of the restaurant carrying a box of veggies. Seven spies a Capsum sitting on top of the veggies and asks what that is doing there. Nem tells him that Zero told her that it has healing effects. We see a flashback of Nem looking at the Capsum in the command closet, and Zero walks up handing her a Zet's phone, telling her that this will be useful to her in the future, or on future missions. You can't tell me that Nem won't become a writer in the future. I'm not saying this confirms it, but this is definitely going that route. When she shows Seven what the Capsum is, we see that it is called a recovery Capsum. It has the power to restore others. Nem then asks if he has found out any more information about the biological weapon. Seven says he has, and then leads her back into the restaurant. Once there, they find pots scattered all over the kitchen, full of the royal sauce. Sano appears, getting ready to test the sauce out, but Seven stops him. Sano scolds him, telling him to get back to his station to skim the soup. Nem asks what is going on, to which Seven says that the royal sauce is poison. Sano is very indifferent, asking him if he thinks someone poisoned his sauce. Seven says that no one poisoned the sauce, that the sauce itself is the problem. Just then, all of the pots around them start to boil and explode. Seven pulls out the stream capsum and activates it, sending a gust of wind around the kitchen to keep the sauce away from him, Nem, and Sano. It forms into the poison nightmare. The nightmare manipulates the wall, slamming it into Seven and Nem, shoving them into a new location of this dream. It looks like a stripped-out office building of sorts. Seven helps Nem to her feet and tells her to get to safety as he henchens to stream and takes on the poison nightmare. Zets pulls out his Breakum gun immediately and fires at the nightmare as he moves in for an attack. Zets dodges the nightmare's poison fists, but notices that when the green goo lands on a concrete pillar, it starts to melt it. Zets uses stream to his advantage, keeping the nightmare's poison fists in place and then deflecting it up so he can shoot him. When he does this, a mess of goo flies to the ceiling. Zets kicks the nightmare across the room to another pillar, and the nightmare then manipulates the room again, flipping it, causing Zets to fall towards the poison spot. Zets uses stream to blow the poison out of the way before he lands. But when he looks outside the windows, the rest of the world is still normal. So I'm just going to assume that Zets was able to right the world, similar to how he did a few episodes back with the church when that got flipped. Otherwise, that's a pretty big flaw that they missed. But anyway. After he lands, the Nightmare sends a wave of poison after Zetz, forcing him to run down the hallway to get away from it. He bursts through the doors, and the wave of poison then heads toward Nem, who is sitting on the stairs, which watching everything play out. Zetz quickly changes to Wing, flying over to her and shielding her from the wave of poison, but the poison covers him instead, and Zetz immediately starts to get weaker. Nox shows up, telling Zetz and Nem that if you spend too much time in a half-dreaming state, you will fail to notice the unexpected nightmares. Zetz is confused by this, and then gets even more confused when he sees Chef Sano outside of the building suffering in what looks to be the same manner that Shiomi was at the beginning of the episode. If Sano is supposed to be the dreamer, then why is he in so much pain? In the real world, Baku is suffering from the poison effects in the dream. Minami heard him struggling and came rushing into the room. She tries and fails to wake him up. Sano says that he can't afford to fall now. Zetz pushes through his pain and upheavens with the recovery capsule. We get a new design on the suit with new powers and all that. This one's green, which is kind of fun. Because we had his first suit was red, Stream is blue, this one's green. So I know we're going to get a purple one at some point. I know we get a yellow one. I saw that one on a Reddit post, so that's kind of fun. So he starts to make his way towards Sano, but gets attacked by the poison nightmare from the side. Even though he is getting hit with the poison multiple times, the recovery capsule seems to be doing its job and helping him every time it gets activated. Zetz launches the nightmare through one of the windows and then gets to Sano, healing him with the capsule's power. Nox looks on in fascination, declaring that he found it. That's not ominous at all. The poison nightmare walks up and kicks Zetz so hard that he lands in the next scene, now a lab of some sorts. Sano is in the background, lying against the wall. Zetz goes to get up, but the strain seems to have been too much. He collapses to the floor. Nem rushes in, trying to get him to wake up. She listens for a heartbeat. We pop over to Minami, who is doing the same thing to Baku, and it seems that she can't find one. She calls for an ambulance. Nox is narrating out his Nightmare on Elm Street fanfic, saying that if a nightmare kills you, then you die in real life. And we end with the camera basically focusing on Baku not breathing. So this episode, I did like this episode. There's a lot of information in here, and I've got a lot of questions. First question. So we start out with a second victim, but we have zero information on the first victim. And I mentioned him, Sato. Him and Shiomi, they're co-owners with Sano, I mentioned that, of this restaurant, Shirogani. I kept saying it wrong earlier, but we literally have no information whatsoever about Sato. I know we're going to get something in the next episode, in 2 weeks, sadly, but we're going to get something because the preview's shown these two back. I don't know if it's real world, don't know if it's dream world, I think real world, but we got that going on. We get, I do have a question of who Fujimi's previous subordinate was. My thought is, I saw a lot of people on the stream, the live stream, think it's Nox. I think it might actually be Zero. I think Zero, it makes more sense that Zero could be it, because I think Nox is, I'm not gonna say Nox is the big bad of the season. I can definitely see somebody being a bigger bad than, like, Nox is, I'm not gonna say a puppet, but I can see Nox being more of a general to somebody above him. Like he has somebody he answers to. Again, we do have, there's a set of eyes we see in the opening credits that we haven't been answered. You know, we have no idea who that is yet. And as of right now, Zero, I know we did see Zero in the first episode, a person of Zero, like actual person Zero, he was in the shadows. But the Zero we have right now is being controlled, like he's controlling the robot. But the eyes are still those eyes. So, you know, who knows what's going on there. Another question I have is when Seven, Baku, Zets, whatever you want to call him, when he went from Wing to Recovery, when he morphed, henshined, from the one to the other, he demorphed, dehenshined, to then henshin again. Like, he put the capsum in to his driver, and he henshined, but he unmorphed, and we saw Seven, and then he morphed again. And I'm assuming all of it is just to get the full morph, because it's a new, it was a whole new transformation. But just him reverting back to human form instead of morphing from suit to suit, I think was, don't know why he was able, why he did that. But also, how did he get the capsum? Because I'm not saying he took it from Nem, but like Nem was the one that got that capsum, and Zero technically gave it to her. So is it a situation where, because that capsum is now in the wild, anybody can have it, so he has access to it now? Does that mean that she has access to all the other capsums that he has? I mean, if that's the case, that's kind of cool, I think. But I don't know. I don't know what's going on there. And also, because Sano was being affected, I don't think he's the dreamer. And I mean, again, there was a possibility he's a dreamer. But even Baku, Seven, Zets, was questioning that when it happened, when he saw it. So I definitely don't think, I mean, he could be the dreamer. It's very possible, but I don't think he is. That being said, though, who could be the dreamer? I'm not saying we haven't been introduced to everybody in every player for this set of episodes, but I don't think we're just going to get introduced to some random next week or next episode, and that is our dreamer. Sano could be the dreamer, and he just, again, most of the time, what they're telling us is that it's all subconscious. They don't even know what they want. And the fact that this is the royal sauce is poisoning people, and they're trying to, you know, keep it from, like, basically the royal sauce being part of this delegate meeting between Japan and another international party, whatever you want to call it, and if something happens to this other party is could be problematic, like that is not great. Also, the fact that Baku was able to find the sauce poisoned in the real world, I mean, that's bad. That is also a factor. You know, the main fact that regular people were eating this, and did they get sick? How is it that only Shiomi and Sato are the only ones that have been admitted to the hospital? Like, when you saw those two, Baku and Minami, in the restaurant, there was at least two other tables of people, one with four, one with two, and they all had the same plates. And they all were getting ready to eat. Like, did they get poisoned? Like, Baku stood up and yelled, "Don't eat that dish," to Minami. it's interesting to see what happens, you know, and how we're not hearing any more information from all that. So, I don't know what's going on with that. But, I don't know. So, my theory is, I got a few theories on, I definitely think Zero might be the Fujimi's other partner before Nasuka. I definitely think Nox is going to, I think Nox is going to get a hold of a driver. I think he's going to become a rival Kamen Rider at one point, I think. Might even be next episode. Because if the preview is something to watch, that could be indicating something. Could be throwing a red herring somewhere. And I know it's preview, so they're going to misdirect. But things looked interesting in the preview. I'll just leave it at that. But you know, that being said, I think that's all I have for now. So like I said before, no new episode next week. So that means we'll probably have another episode. So basically we'll just be doing Kamen Rider Ichigo for the next couple episodes. So that should be fun. Work through a few of those, which would be kind of cool. But yeah, so thank you all for listening. Like I said before, we got obviously Kamen Rider Chronicles Monday and Thursdays. We've got Comic Book Rundown every last Saturday of the month for 3 out of every 4 months. Rundown Reviews every Friday, Getting Franchised last Sunday of the month. So thank you all for listening, and we will catch you next time.